Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
More than two plays and get your field goal unit on the field if this ball is completed or the clock is running.
Williams slings it. Williams, Loveland, bangs off his man. He's going to score.
Home.
Colston Loveland in a jaw dropper.
And go up a point at the end, finish the game. Like, just end it. Like, that's it. Like, that's what we need to do. Just end the game. Like, make them get us the ball back. Let us go to 22 victory and let's end the game.
Well, there's Chase Brown, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. And you heard there on the call, Colston Loveland, one of his two touchdowns, his breakout game for the Chicago Bears as they stunned the Bengals 47-42 in one of the wildest games of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, if this was a playoff game, we'd be talking about it like we're talking about Game 7 of the World Series, which we'll get into as the show progresses. But Chase Brown saying probably, Vinny, what every person on the offensive side of the football was probably saying for the last couple of years, quite
yes,
frankly.
No doubt.
Like, what the bleep, dude? I mean, Joe Flacco, 40 years old, throws four touchdown passes, did turn the ball over three times. Let's not forget that. But even with all of it, they marched down the field, scored with less than a minute left. And then Caleb Williams throws that number 27, the safety for the Bengals. What the hell was that? Geno Stone, futile attempt to chase. I'm not even a Bengals fan. And quite frankly, it works out great for the Ravens.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for him. Like, everything you've overcome to put yourself in a position to succeed, and then your defense again just kind of bones you.
Bob, how about the catches Higgins made?
One on the sideline was like Lynn Swann in Super Bowls. But Chase Brown finally erupted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get the bleep, get a stop. Let's go to 22. Let's take a knee and let's get out of here. And they could not do anything of the sort. I mean, we sit here and bitch about the Ravens, and they are still 3-5, but in a much better situation than they were a week ago today.
Mm-hmm.
But come on.
When they said Chase was walking into the up the tunnel yelling, one stop, just one stop.
Yeah.
Just get one.
Last week he was kind of running hot as well. So we sit here and lament Ravens football. Now they're kind of in a situation where they're favored to win the division again. Minnesota's game just got a little more interesting because
yes,
J.J. McCarthy, they just wanted Detroit. And then you've
think
got
we're going to see a blitz, Bob?
Cleveland. Oh, no doubt. I mean, old Goff was running for his life. But J.J. McCarthy on a bum ankle was doing some good stuff. Yep. Throwing touch. Whatever. Point is, Cincinnati's a team that looks like it's about to implode because now they're divided within.
No doubt.
And I think that was a pretty obvious statement there from an offensive play.
Well, it's been, what, 2 weeks in a row? Bob, the offense has scored, what, 39 and 41 and lost. It's like the two games against the Ravens.
Yeah, Joe Burrow threw 9 touchdown passes against the Ravens last year, and they lost both games.
Yeah.
So, once again, whoever's putting that defense together has not done a very good job of doing so. And I know Hendrickson's banged up, but the safety is the secondary play is abysmal.
Well, I don't know. Like, Anarumo is at Indy doing a decent job there. And the guy was the D coordinator. The guy who's doing it now was the D coordinator for Notre Dame last year, and they went to the national championship game. I think it's the talent, Bob. They don't have any talent. That's the problem. They got no talent whatsoever on the defensive side of the ball, and they haven't for a couple of years. They've been whiffing on their draft picks is the problem.
They went young and secondary, and it blew up in their face.
Safeties killed them. You know, they paid Geno Stone a bunch of money, and, you know, they got two safeties that can't run.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they got a lot of issues.
And the offense is cooking as well as any offense in the NFL right now.
No doubt.
I mean, Joe Flacco getting the ball to Chase and Higgins and, you know, Noah Fant, Chase Brown after a slow start. He's putting up big numbers, but they just cannot stop anybody. So, as you think he got it bad in Baltimore, imagine what it's like in Cincinnati when you have a prolific offense and you've spent a ton of dough to make sure you have one. Your defense has been neglected and is costing you games and has been for a couple of seasons.
Well, you're ruining your window.
Yeah.
Of opportunity. Oh, hell yeah. That's the biggest problem, isn't whatever they do, whoever the new coaches are going to be or whatever, they better go look at that defense. The offense is fine. You better square away that defense because it is pathetic.
And if you want to see the highs and lows of a football game, just watch Zach Taylor's reaction when Flacco hit Yochevich with, 47 seconds, whatever it was. And then when they scored that touchdown with 17, it was like, oh, man, crushing turn of events. So the Bengals lose. Their defense stinks. We don't want to stick a fork in them because they could still score with the best. But the Joe Burrow scenario for this season is what? I mean, are you even
done?
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's done. You know, I mean, Bob, it was like ambitious for them to think he'd be back in December. So, I mean, now there's no need for him to be back, just like no need for Jaden Daniels to be in that game last night at 38-7, and he's out for the season.
Brutal, dislocated his left elbow, so he's done. He was in an air cast. Dan Quinn, you know, compete and all this. I mean, that game was over through three quarters.
Oh my God! I checked out at halftime.
Oh, it was a snooze fest.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold dealing.
The thing is, though, like if you're the Bengals coach, you know, if you're Zach Taylor and you see Flacco do that, you're saying we're 4-5. You know, and we're only a game behind. You know, two games behind Pittsburgh, and we got to play them twice. You know, so then that is just crushing.
The last 2 weeks, you're blowing out the Jets.
That's
you lose that one.
Yep.
They should be 5-4.
No doubt.
Right now. Instead, they're reeling it up against it. Steelers, who had scuffled. Of course, Ravens were on a bye, so we don't have a win to talk about there. They're back at it this week, getting ready for the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at 1 o'clock. As 3.5-point favorites, by the way, Baltimore is. Mm. Pittsburgh wins at home against the Colts. Danny Dimes, 5 turnovers. Whew. Giants fans probably like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, but the Colts turned the ball over 6 times and still didn't get blown out.
No.
They were in the game. Warren had a couple of TDs for the Steelers. Only the second loss of the year for Indianapolis, but they were favored on the road, and Pittsburgh handled their business. They stemmed the tide after a couple of consecutive losses. Is Pittsburgh back? I don't even know what they're supposed to be, quite frankly, but a win at home over a really good team, at least at this stage of the season, is a feather in their cap. So now they regroup a little bit. And for the Colts, I mean, Jonathan Taylor was a non-factor.
Yeah.
Danny Dimes was running for his life the entirety of said game. And they had two dudes, the Colts, over 100 yards receiving and still couldn't get anything done because they kept turning the football over. Pittsburgh's got 2 wins against New England, where the Patriots turned it over 5 times, and then last night, or yesterday afternoon, rather, against the Colts, where they turned it over 6 times.
Yeah, and Bob, you get six turnovers and you win by seven. And it's not over till late in the, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's still the same defense. They just, they played good in two games, you know, and they played really well in those two games and they got a ton of turnovers, you know, so give them credit. Now, is that going to be them every week? No, that won't be. They'll go back to, you know, what they were.
So the Ravens get to watch everybody else. Cleveland was on a bye as well. Mm-hmm. So Cincinnati loses. Pittsburgh wins. Cincinnati loses at home to Chicago as they put up 47 on one of the worst defenses, maybe the worst. Based on their fourth quarter performance, they're the worst defense in football. I know stats might paint another picture, but, I mean, they've had both at home, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Against Jets in Chicago, where they've had defeat snatched from the jaws of victory. So the Ravens get to kick back. They've won two in a row. They're on the super terrific mini bye, and they'll get back. They trade Jair Alexander to the Philadelphia Eagles, who also get Jalen Phillips today from the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think
for a
third round pick. That's a big get for them because and we talked about it last week. Jalen Phillips, I thought he was their best rusher going into that game, and the connection is Vic Fangio, who's this Eagles defensive coordinator, was the defensive coordinator of Miami 2 years ago. So he must have wanted Phillips, you know. And I thought against the Ravens, I thought Chubb was the best one. And normally if the Ravens go get a guy, he played good against the Ravens. And, I mean, because he took Patrick Ricard that one time, just threw him backwards, you know. And if they went and got Chubb, he'd be their best pass rusher today.
Trade deadline is
tomorrow. 4:00.
So the Ravens busting a move. What are they doing? I mean,
they got to be on the phone. I mean, Chubb, there's people available, Bob. So, I mean, and, you know, they said that a lot of people have called. I'm sure the Ravens called. Eric probably didn't want to give up the three. And the Ravens three right now would be better than Philly's three. So if you both gave up threes, I'm sure you would get them. So the Ravens wouldn't go to three for Phillips, but if they go get Chubb, I think it's the problem is both are rentals, you know. So you're giving up a decent pick unless you're going to sign them.
Yeah, but you're in it to win it,
no question about it.
The AFC, Buffalo beat Kansas City again. That's nice. That's interesting, but do it in January where they can't do it. And I was talking to Robbie at Robbie's First Base this morning. Baltimore and Buffalo in the same situation. Regular season, Ravens handle their business against the Bills for the most part.
Yes.
Didn't do it this year. Were for three quarters plus. Can't beat them in playoffs. Josh Allen is like, okay, that's great. You beat him in early November. When you're going to beat him, whether it's home or away, Patrick Mahomes we're talking about, in the playoffs. So you can stack all these wins, and you can pass Earl Campbell on the all-time rushing list for touchdowns. That's awesome. When are you going to get over that January hump? And Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are in the very same boat, no matter. Get by Kansas City, and neither team has been able to do so. Joe Burrow did a few years ago, but they're not going to be an issue this year. But which one gets over that hump first to really define legacies, Aaron?
Yeah. Well, the thing for Buffalo yesterday, Bob, the tight ends kind of got into the play yesterday. You know, it wasn't the receivers, it was the tight ends. But that was Mahomes' worst game he's played, you know, percentage-wise, passing-wise. And they still almost had a chance to tie it at the end, you know. So, I mean, that was his – if the game's in Kansas City, I think Kansas City wins, Bob.
Yeah, and the kicker doinked one off the goalpost.
Yeah.
Remember, he choked in the playoffs a couple years ago, which helped cost him the game there. So anyway, NFL, we got a lot to get to. There's a game tonight, Arizona taking on the Cowboys, two beleaguered teams, which we'll talk about as the show rolls on.
Speaking Bob, of one thing,
yes,
you know, after was this week 10 this past week?
Nine.
You know what happens after next week? Justin Tucker's eligible.
Yeah, and his record is now gone because Little kicked a 68-yard field goal for Jacksonville. But beleaguered football teams, Maryland against Indiana. Terps get outscored 35-7 second half. And I'm saying, look, I'm a diehard Maryland fan, as we know. I don't need to go down my resume of Maryland fandom. I said the blowout's coming.
Yep.
Because the close losses, they're all going to accumulate, and then the frustration builds in. And they were hanging for a little bit against Indiana. They had two golden opportunities to go up big. First
14,
two possessions.
Nothing yeah. They could have.
They wound up settling for a field goal. And then Mendoza and Roman Hemby and everybody. I mean, Surratt didn't even play.
What'd they rush for? 336 yards?
Yeah, their top receiver was banged up. And they get housed. 55-10, final score. Maryland's taking on Rutgers Saturday. Now, Terps, forget about condiment bowls. Now they're just trying to get bowl eligible. But where do you go from here? Because Malik Washington was bad.
Yep.
They can't run the ball, which has been a season-long dilemma, as we've talked about.
Yep.
I mean, the defense hung as well as they could, given the circumstances. But the offense, which looks so dynamic and prolific early when they were stacking 4-0, crap in the bed in the fourth quarter, and then Saturday just didn't even show up at all.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Bob, is if you look at it, their offensive line stinks. You better go, you go in a portal, you can't go get Division III guys. You got to get some legitimate. Because, Bob, they knew that Malik Washington was going to be their starting quarterback. So what do you do with a rookie quarterback in the NFL? You get him some weapons on the outside, you get him a running back, you get him an O-line. They didn't get any of that for Malik, and you feel sorry for the kid because they're banking everything that they do on him.
Yeah, and his fundamentals have taken a hike on him the last couple of weeks.
That's because he's got to scramble all over the place, and, you can't run block. I mean, Bob, they're running it up in there, and they're getting a half a yard. I mean, it's like, and then it's second and nine, and then they're, and the kid's got no chance. That's the problem. And the defense is damn good, but they get worn out.
Yeah.
Because time of possession was what, like 20-10 in the first half?
It was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, and the defense play, Bob, I mean, the interception was a great play by the corner. And then they're getting some pressure, and they get another turn, and then the offense doesn't get, if they score 14,
but, pressure's on Mendoza.
Yeah, just frustrating watching because it's the offense's fault is the problem.
Yeah,
they got no line, no running backs, no receivers.
Last couple of weeks, the offense has been culpable at UCLA and then on Saturday against Indiana. Real quick, I know we're running late, Nolan. World Series Game 7. We'll talk to Rich Dubroff coming up here in a little more than an hour. But arguably the greatest World Series game ever played. And I'll elaborate when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back here on the Fan. A lot of basketball royalty for homecoming this week. The Wiz, who we'll talk to at 1:30. Preview Maryland season, which starts tonight on the Fan against Coppin. But Steve Francis was there. Joe Smith was there, among others. Rodney Elliott. Obviously, you know, Travis himself, because he couldn't have taken the videos if he wasn't there. And not that. A lot of Ralph Friedgen era football dudes was there. Watch things unfold in a negative way. But we'll get into all of that and more. We got Rich Dubroff, 11:30, to talk about the World Series. And last night, or Saturday night, before we get to the phones. Game 6 of the 75 World Series has long been considered the greatest World Series game of all time. 50 years ago, and rightfully so. Fisk, the home run off the foul pole.
Yep.
12th inning. But it was Game 6. You still had Game 7, which came up the next night. But, I fell asleep, full disclosure, for Game 6. I was 10. But the next day, there could have been a national disaster, and Game 6 was still, teachers were talking about how great that game was for us baseball fans, which most of our listeners are. But it was Game 6. And then the Reds would win, coming from behind Game 7, which is one of the highest rated games of all time, because Game 6 was so awesome, which I watched every pitch of Game 7. One of the advantages of being old geezer. But Saturday night, you had homers. You had defensive miscues. You have a hobbled Bo Bichette at second base who would have scored on a single to right field with two outs in the third inning. Instead, couldn't run. So he stops at third. Dodgers get out of the inning. Rojas, who hadn't had a hit literally in a month, hits a home run off of Hoffman. Every pitcher, I think Dave Steeb and Sandy Koufax were pitching in this game. Defensive plays galore. How about Vlad diving down the line?
That was awesome.
Saving the one. How about Páez coming in to replace Edmund in center field and makes the play in left field, which would have been the game-winning hit? And then Will Smith. But like 5 straight years, a guy named Will Smith won the World Series. He's not the only one, but that's a great, it might be 6. That was as epic. Even Game 6, the gap on the base paths that was doubled up to end the game. Mm-hmm. Kiner Falapa. Did Will Smith take his foot off the plate before he scored? Why wasn't he further down the line on the ground ball where he could have just scored easily because Rojas stumbled fielding the ball at second base? I mean, what more drama would you want from a fall classic? With all due respect to Game 6 of the 75 World Series, again, Game 6, this was the end-all, be-all decider. And the Blue Jays had the tying run on second base, and the Gerthy one hits into the broken bat double play, and that ended it. Yamamoto, who pitched Saturday, comes in and gets the win. I don't know what to tell you. If you're a baseball fan and you think there was something better than that, in regards to World Series games, I'm listening, but I'm going to be pushing back in a big way over all of that.
Bob, I was watching that ninth inning, and I said, oh, Toronto's going to win. You know, and the fans were screaming. There was one out, and then the ninth hitter's up because Otani's coming up, and, you know, he's going to come up with two outs.
And he's ahead in the count? Yeah. Hoffman is.
Oh, my God. Then he hits the home run. I'm like, oh.
Nolan, what you think there? I know we're anti-Blue Jays. I feel the pain. They're probably like, man, we should have won this thing in 5 games after that 18-inning game 3 epic. But they had every opportunity to win the World Series, couldn't close the deal. And the Dodgers said, how about give us some back-to-back championship? By the way, first time since the Big Red Machine, 75-76, a National League team's won consecutive World Championships.
Yeah, who would have thought that it would somehow upstage that 18-inning game? That's not even the most thrilling highlight of this entire series. I'm with you. I mean, look, a shorter lifespan for me to try to recall something greater in my lifetime. And I was talking to Ryan in Baltimore here on the phone a little bit ago, And we were both thinking, well, you know, Cubs, Cleveland from 2016.
That was a strong
one. That was a great series, but I don't know, man. I mean, just the fashion in which it ended the other night, you know, Blue Jays being just outs away, the heartbreak for Hoffman, which warms my cold heart.
Yeah, he wasn't blowing kisses.
No, none of that.
Saturday night.
That was good to see. The catch in left field by Pajes, like you said. At one point, we're going to replay review. Guys, spikes, are they down on the plate or not? I'm like, it can't end on this. It can't end on a replay. What a game.
Yeah, epic. So congratulations to the Dodgers doing what they had to do. And, you know, back-to-back, something you could commend. They're going to be the favorites next year for sure. Toronto, be interesting to see what they're going to do in the offseason, because outside of Bo Bichette, most of their crew is going to return for 2026. Where are the Orioles? Fit into this mix for the upcoming season. We'll talk to Rich Dubroff about that in about an hour. We'll come back, take your phone calls, report that 583-1057. We'll look back at Maryland's loss to Indiana on Saturday, because, you know, we kind of have to do that. And then we'll talk Ravens and Orioles in the 11 o'clock hour. New manager for the Orioles, Craig Albernaz. He gets introduced tomorrow. He's going to park the car by the yard. I don't care what he can speak French for all I care. Just win some games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Toronto had an opportunity, let it slip away. Bengals defense, it's over.
Yeah, you could go.
Wizards winning the whatever cup that is, it's over.
Bob, the Bengals could go get Bill Belichick or Buddy Ryan or whoever is the D coordinator, and they would still suck.
Yeah, they don't have the players.
Absolutely.
The Steelers, it's back alive as they beat the Colts. We got a lot to get into. Maryland tonight, as you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, they start their season on the Fan down in Baltimore at CFG, taking on Coppin. I will say this. It's a warning sign. Sidney Stewart, by the way, Maryland's pass rusher. Larry Stewart, head coach of the Eagles, is his uncle.
Oh, okay.
So there's a little tie-in, but here's an even bigger tie-in. Well, blood's always thicker than sports, but Larry Stewart, we'll talk to Walt about this at 1:30. Gary Williams' first year, Maryland hosted Coppin, Fang Mitchell, at Cole Fieldhouse with Walt Williams, Gerard Mustaf, Tony Massenberg, three NBA players. And Walt and Mustaf, two first-round draft picks. Massenberg won an NBA title in the league. Coppin beat Maryland at Cole Fieldhouse. Larry Stewart, one of the stars of that game.
Wow.
And Cobb had actually went to the NCAA tournament that year. So never sleep on history. They were 6-24 last year, though, the Eagles and a brand new team. Maryland's literally got an entirely new roster and a lot of banged up guys on top of it. Buzz Williams did add a four-star recruit, one of the top 50 recruits in the country on Friday, according to ESPN, Caden House. We'll talk about that as well. Buzz getting it done for the class of 26. But so much to get into in the world of sports over the weekend. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Bob and Vinny, what's going on, man? Good morning to y'all.
How you doing, dude?
Hey, I'm all right, man. Blowout loss, man, for them Terps, man. I just don't understand it. Like, Indiana, right? That's a basketball school. Like, how the hell is they number two in the nation? Like, what are they doing differently that we are doing different? Because
they got better players.
And like, they're not like all players? Superstars, super-duper guys. And Cignetti was dealing down at JMU, too.
Well, yes, he was.
Down the road from College Park.
I mean, we Maryland, man. There's no other schools in this area that, like, you know, we have to compete against. Unlike the teams in, like, Florida, they got Florida State, Florida and Central Florida, you know. But, like, I just don't understand how we're not getting the best players.
But recruiting-wise, you're dealing with Penn State. You're dealing with Va Tech. And if they get Franklin,
yeah,
I mean, that's going to be an issue. Virginia's starting to take it to a new level.
Rashad, I'll tell you, you've been to a Terp game, right?
Yeah, I've been
right
down there.
There's 30,000 people. You go to a game, you go to any of these other, you go to Penn State, you go to Alabama, you know, you walk out of those games, you know, those fields and the games. I mean, come on.
Well, Maryland was sold out Saturday.
Looked like there was up top there, looked like it was.
They said they were sold out.
Yeah, man.
50,000. So that's two sellouts, and they lost them both.
Yeah, but anyway, on to the other Terps, man, the basketball Terps, man. You know, opening night tonight down there. I'm the designated driver tonight, so me and Dustin going. So he's planning to get trash. So, but I told him.
Well, at least you know what's in store.
Yeah, well, I told him, listen, I'm leaving that for the first game. The Terps play at 6:30, but he wanted to stay and watch Towson. You know, he graduated from Towson.
Okay.
So I'm like, man, listen, the Cowboys play tonight. I got to get home. You know, it's a big game tonight. The, you know, the Cowboys show was on tonight. So I don't know what we're going to do about that. But, you know, I know everybody going to see my Cowboys waiting to see him blow the Cardinals out tonight and everything and going, you know, Kyler Murray's playing. They're going to say it's an excuse because old Kyler Murray wasn't playing. That's why the Cowboys won, man. But this is going to be a statement game tonight. Mm-hmm. Cowboys going to show the world and then go on this two-game winning streak next week because, you know, we got the Raiders and, you know, the Commanders are falling apart. So
yeah, you should do what Justin wants to do and stick around and watch Towson play.
No. Come on. What you buy? Come down there, Bob. We got you a ticket, man.
Nah, man, I'm too old. I told you. I'm old and frightened. If it was 20 years ago, I'd have been at the Maryland game and Saturday, and I'd be there tonight. Trust me. And I wouldn't be leaving after the first game either.
Yeah, well, hopefully don't get upset. I don't know how good Coppin Ford's be this year, but I know that exhibition game, they almost lost to UMBC, so.
All right, we'll see, man. All right, Rashawn, have fun tonight. Stay out of trouble, please.
Well, you know, I'm going to stay out of trouble. You know what I mean?
I don't see no videos. Well,
Dustin's going to be in trouble.
No, he'll be all right, man. It's a Monday night, so, you know, he's still got to make it to work tomorrow.
Okay, that's right. I don't think it's ever stopping for. All right, that's it, Rashawn. Rashawn going down CFT Arena, Maryland, taking on Coppin, then Loyola hosts Towson. Towson is favored to win the Colonial. That Maryland Towson would have been an interesting game to start the season.
No doubt.
That would have been a nice little tip, but it is what it is. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
All right.
So like I was talking to Nolan about, I think for storyline implications, you know, the 108-year drought for the Cubs and the then Indians at the time, they're the two teams with the longest droughts of the World Series. 2016 was pretty close to this past World Series. In terms of just overall performance and storyline. But I think this year takes the cake for baseball play. I mean, it's pretty spectacular, some of the things that the pitchers and the hitters were doing to make it a Game 7.
It was crazy. In 2001, Arizona and the Yankees, that was a great World Series, too. A lot of walk-offs, including Gonzalez off Rivera to win it. But maybe it's recency bias, Ryan, but I mean, tell me a better Game 7 than what we saw Saturday up at Rogers Center. The ebbs and flows and everybody on deck. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and you kind of see how the game was going to go. And I'm only 23, so 2001 still before my time. But I'm still the 2016 and this year were pretty spectacular.
No
but,
doubt.
You know, I want to talk about Connor Falefa. And I know hindsight's 2020, And there's a lot of things I'm sure he would even admit, saying, you know, I should have gotten 5 feet down the line on my lead, and I should have been more aggressive or whatever. But here's the thing from at least from a coaching standpoint that I see. And the one thing you can't do as a runner in third base in that situation is you can't get doubled off on a line drive to the infield plane in. So we always say that you take what you get, what you're given, right? If the third baseman is 10 feet off the bag, you're 10 feet off the bag, because that gives you a chance. If it does come to a liner, you've got enough time to get back. So I saw Kiner Falefa's lead, and I was looking at the third baseman, and he kind of was playing that way, where, you know, the third baseman's about 8-10 feet off. He's about 8-10 feet off. So, like I said, hindsight, he might say, yeah, I should have gotten 2 or 3 extra feet to give myself a better chance. But let's not forget that there were so many other opportunities in that game. That was only with one out. So you still had another chance with runners in scoring position to get a hit to drive in the winning run. Alejandro Kirk, why is he hitting into a double play? You know, and then also you guys talk about Bo Bichette being hurt, not scoring on that single to right field. You know, there's just so many things. And just hearing some of the words from fans towards Kiner Falefa, I think he was even getting threats after the game that he should have scored. I think it's just a little unacceptable just based off of one play when there were so many other opportunities to win the game.
And to your point about that, that's unacceptable. You know what I mean? But, you know, fan is short for fanatic, but fan can also be interpreted as never satisfied douchebag. Also, I mean, look, he was lugging a piano because Rojas stumbled too. So, I mean, he's not the most fleet of foot guy. But to your point, there were other opportunities. Go back to game 6, Ryan, real quick before we go. How about the bats letting the ball gets jammed in the wall in the warning track, and he just throws his hands up where he could have easily snatched that thing out of there and took a run off the board for the Blue Jays?
And speaking on that,
gamesmanship, like, my friend.
Yeah. It's frustrating, but that and John Schneider talked about that's the rule if the ball gets wedged. But the other thing, the play after that with the double off on second base.
Right.
At second base, you're supposed to look at the outfielders before you take your lead. They were clearly playing in a no-flare situation where they don't want anything to fall in front of them. So he should know that and say, okay, anything in the air, I shouldn't be getting too far off second base. I should think about my first step being back towards second if anything's caught. Well, Barger, he took off like it was down already when it was caught chest high. So that was, again, a base-running blunder. And we've seen enough of that as Orioles fans to know, man, they should know better than that. So it was just, like I said, you can't point all the blame on Kiner Falefa when there were so many missed opportunities between those two games from Toronto.
Yeah, well, Rojas hit a home run off of Hoffman, probably. You know what I mean? You're trying to finish
him
off.
Not on the bingo card. That was not on my bingo card.
No doubt. Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call. Good points. But a great World Series. It's over. Toronto, Heartbreak City, Dodgers, back-to-back World Championships. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Sam Cohn's going to be joining us from the Baltimore Sun. Talk about the Ravens won't buy this week, but back at it, getting ready for Minnesota. That game just got more interesting because the Vikings get J.J. McCarthy back, and they win in Detroit yesterday. Whip around left 15, and then Rich Dubroff will talk about the World Series, the Fall Classic, and we'll also talk about the Orioles, their offseason changes already to the coaching staff. And by the way, when are they going to bring in some better players too? Roman Hemby, local kid, former Terp, spent 3 years at College Park. He scores 18 carries, 88 yards. Indiana rushed for 367. And Vinny, you're right. Cignetti likes to run up the score.
Yes, he does.
You think? Holy mackerel. They're throwing and they're going for it over fourth down in the red zone. They're not bleeping around. 55-10. Maryland gets blown out at home on homecoming for the Terps, their fourth consecutive loss. Just trying to regroup. Look, Indiana's really good. They're one of the best teams in the country. They're ranked number 2 for a reason. And for the outside of, what, 2 games, they've blown out everybody.
Yeah, no question.
So Maryland's just the latest in a long line of victims. Indiana's at Penn State coming up Saturday. It's 14.5-point favorites against the Nittany Lions, another program in disarray. Maybe even more so than Maryland. But where does Maryland go from here? They go to Rutgers on the schedule. But after a 4-0 start with great expectations and then blown a 20-0 lead against Washington, if they close that game out, they're ranked that week. And then the other tough one in Nebraska, by the way, Mini Mahomes, Raiola broke his leg. He's out for the season for the Cornhuskers, losing to UCLA, who Indiana just beat by 50 last week. It's, I mean, the motivation is what for the players to go out there now, just trying to regroup. And it's certainly up to the leadership aspect of Maryland coaches to get them together here.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy because I'm sure that they were fired up. You know, and Bob, this is probably like almost the opposite of the Bengals, you know, because the defense plays usually pretty good. The offense is the one that kills them. I mean, Bob, they had 11 first downs in that game. 11, you know, 19 minutes time of possession. So to me, it's an offensive problem. That's the biggest thing is miscalculation. Just like the Bengals, personnel-wise. I mean, the O-line
is terrible.
Yeah.
Can't run the ball. They've had a ton of drops.
Yeah.
Now you're putting it all on the shoulders of a freshman quarterback who's scuffling. But the defense and their losses folded in the fourth quarter, but the offense couldn't move chains and you know, get them off the field. And it's been a very frustrating thing to watch.
Well, I think what's happened to them defensively, Bob, in those fourth quarters, it all goes back to the offense again because they're worn down or they get, two or three guys are hurt in the fourth
quarter. And then Maryland can't move. They can't get against Washington. Get a first down.
Right.
That's the same with Nebraska. Just get a first down. Move the chains. Burn some clock.
I'll bet you in all those games, Bob, and I don't know, but time of possession, they've lost every time.
Well, UCLA, the defense almost won them.
No doubt.
I mean, until they gave up the drive for the field goal that lost it for them. But Saturday was just a debacle,
Bob, around. 37 rushing yards for the Terps on 17 attempts. 37.
Season-long problemo. Let's get out to the phones. Reggie in Baltimore. Reggie, thanks for holding. What's going on? You're on with Vinny and Haney and Nolan McGraw. We haven't really talked to him yet. We will.
Yes. Good morning, Bob and Vinny. I'm a long-time listener, but a first-time caller. I've been following Maryland football for 40 years. Fans and alumni are so quick to forget when Mike Locksley took over the program was garbage under DJ Durkin. We're to the point where local parents from the DMV area, they didn't want to send their players to Maryland because they didn't trust Maryland. They didn't feel that the players or the coaching staff was going to look out for their players because of what happened under DJ Durkin. And look what Mike Locksley took over. He took over garbage. He was able to bring the program up where they had three straight bowl victories, which had never been done at Maryland under all the other coaches, Claiborne, Ross. It had never been done. Now the landscape changes under NIL. Maryland doesn't have the money to support. They could. Locksley said he lost the locker room because of what happened last year. So the landscape has changed. So it's different than when Locksley won three straight bowl games. So the program was on an upswing. Everybody was all excited. So then when everything changes, now it's a different light. Maryland doesn't have the money. Maryland doesn't have the pocket. So he couldn't play everybody. So that's why he lost the locker room. That's why they fell apart last year when they were projected to do much better. And now this year, then he had to pay freshmen versus play upperclassmen. So you look at the dynamic of what he has to deal with and other coaches have to deal with, specifically Locksley. Fans need to be patient. We have a young team. He's recruiting. He can recruit the DMV area. Now that we have an athletic director, now that they can finance and they get alignment with the AD, the president, and some backing, fans have to be patient. Keep this freshman class, recruit, some other recruits coming in, and let's see
what
happens.
Much, Reggie, and I've been a Maryland fan for years. I had season tickets for over a decade. How much longer can you be patient if you're a Maryland fan?
You need to be patient at the end of this year. They need to win two games. I agree. They need They win two games, they go to a bowl game.
Oh, and 12 after byes? I mean, these are real stats
but,
here.
Yeah, okay. They're 0-2 after byes. Okay.
Oh, no, 0-12.
0-12, Loxley is after
byes. Okay, 0-12, but what about the three straight bowl games? What about the three straight bowl game victories? What about that?
Right. Nobody's discounting that, but it's not like they were winning the Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl. They were getting the bowl games.
That was something they never did before.
Yeah, but the landscape has changed there, too. There weren't 80 bowl games back in the Maryland. That teams that were 7-4 didn't even get into bowl games back in the late 70s.
But I know what you're saying,
and I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you talk about the money people. They're not trying to hear that anymore.
No, there's
55-10's not cutting it. Right. Thank you, Reggie.
Auburn coach, we love
Mike Loxton, by the way.
Auburn coach just got fired.
DJ Durkin took his place, by the way.
There's 15 or 16 jobs open right now, and we're three quarters of the way through the season.
Right.
I mean, it's unheard of. And it's all because of the money people saying, no, we need a change.
I mean, in LSU, you got the governor of the state saying the AD's not going to pick the coach, and the next day he's gone.
Right.
Had to give him $6 million to disappear, too. And I hear what you're saying. Mike Loxley can recruit. That's a proven thing. I mean, he was one of the main dudes when Ralph's first started back in the early 2000s. But it's all about results. It's a results-based business. And right now, 3 years in a row, Maryland's had four-game losing streaks. 3 years in a row. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.